This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Where special, like-minded people gather each and every week to discuss issues and ask important questions related to our most precious possession, good health. I am so glad you decided to join us today. Welcome everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity to encourage you to become your own best doctor most of the time. Stick around, because I'm going to be introducing you to our special guest, Dr. Peter McCullough, in just a moment. We're going to get into the conversation about COVID everything, hopefully, coming up shortly. Also, next hour, stick around, because we have this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Health Outrage of the Week. We've got a product recall to tell you about. We'll end the hour with the Health Mystery of the Week. And if you were with us last hour, you heard me talking about this week's health poll question. Now, we all know how important sleep is. If you don't get sleep, your health is going to be circling the drain. We all lose sleep from time to time, and our bodies can bounce back. But if it's chronic, if it's continual, your health is at risk. So people are trying to find ways to sleep better, get a better quality night's sleep in various ways. One of those ways, according to some of the research, is people now are sharing their bed with a cat or a dog to improve their sleep. It's true. Big poll of 2,000 American pet owners. The pollsters looking at that, trying to see or discern if, in fact, consumers can subjectively say, yes, I sleep better when I have my dog or cat right next to me in my bed. And the outcome of that poll, we'll talk about it next week after we get our own polling data. I think you'll be surprised, but we're asking you to weigh in on that question over on my website at drbob.com. Do you believe sharing your bed with a cat or dog or whatever animal you have improves your sleep? Yes or no? Please vote at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. All right, now, let's turn our attention to the all-important topic of COVID-19. We've been on this topic for, 2.5 years from the very beginning, with our very first interview, trying to help people out, understanding when the mask mandates and the suggestions of masks came out. We interviewed Dr. Judy Mikovits, a world-renowned virologist on this topic, and many other people. But I have been so neglect in not inviting our special guest we have with us today, and I don't know how it did not get onto my radar scope, but I am so happy to have him with us. My special guest is a practicing medical doctor in the state of Texas. His name is Dr. Peter McCullough. Dr. McCullough has impeccable academic credentials that I could talk about for the next, half hour at least. But I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest condensed version here. He is an internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist, and former professor of medicine at Texas A&M College of Medicine in Dallas. He also earned a master's degree in public health and is known for being one of the top five most published medical researchers in the United States and has served as the editor of two medical journals. Dr. McCullough's most recent work is his new book that he co-authored with acclaimed author John Leake. The book is entitled The Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalization and Death While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. Welcome to my world. Now, I am recommending Dr. McCullough's and Mr. Leake's book as a must-read to all of my listeners who choose to be well-informed about the true story behind COVID-19, and more importantly, how to become empowered to keep yourself and those you love protected. That's what it's all about. And beyond this conversation, if you want to find out more about Dr. McCullough's and Peter John Leake's book, you can certainly go to the website CourageToFaceCovid.com. CourageToFaceCovid, all one word, .com, where you can obtain a copy of their new book. Dr. McCullough, I want to welcome you to my program. It's been way too long. The invite has been there, and I appreciate you joining us today, sir.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. That was a great opener.
Thank you. I feel like, Dr. McCullough, we are kindred spirits in many ways. However, it appears, based on your book, interviews you've done on Fox News and Premier Radio Network, that you got baptized by fire through criticism and rejection a little late in your professional career by many of your own medical colleagues and the biopharmaceutical complex. Now, I say this, Dr. McCullough, because my personal firestorm and attack baptism started in the mid-1970s when I started in practice and soon after began hosting a radio health talk show just like this in the state of Colorado in Denver, where I recommended people live healthy lifestyles, eat healthier diets, get regular exercise, finding ways to lower their stress, and to take nutritional supplements. In other words, teaching people how to be their own best doctors most of the time, at the same time respecting the importance of emergency and crisis medicine. And sure enough, and shortly thereafter I started on the radio, the Colorado Medical Society, Colorado Chapter of the Arthritis Foundation, the American Cancer Society, and others started a fearsome, brutal attack campaign to get me removed from the talk radio airwaves because they deemed me a menace and a danger to society. And I think one former president put it, Theodore Roosevelt, I'm still here. Dr. McCullough, I want you to know it is a great honor, sir, and privilege to have you as a guest. And congratulations to you and your co-author on this incredible book, sir.
Well, thanks so much. It took us over a year of research as we put it all together. And I was leading research teams and still have, and actively publishing on methods of treating the illness in high-risk patients to prevent hospitalization and death. And we've been successful. It's led to a whole series of U.S. Senate, state Senate testimonies. This is all recorded now in senatorial records and in the National Library of Medicine. And, you know, I've never been criticized by a colleague. Never. Never by a medical colleague. They have been radio silent, and I think many are ashamed of what they haven't done to help their patients through the illness. I have been criticized and fact-checked by anonymous, uncredentialed fact-checkers on social media who actually have no medical credentials. So I've never been challenged. And our last historic U.S. Senate session on January 24th, 2022, it was titled COVID-19 A Second Opinion for Our Public Health Agencies. It was led by Senator Ron Johnson. I co-moderated a five-hour panel. We had seats for all of our public health officials to come and actually hear a data review from experts who had learned how to treat the illness, vaccine consultants, nurses, patients, attorneys, and none of our public health agencies had the decency or the courage to show up.
So I think by passive avoidance, they're really trying to denounce you and your belief systems. I mean, but these biopharmaceutical companies, their consultants, they're the people in the background. Are they not some of your colleagues or MDs, PhDs, other scientists?
Well, you know, I'm no different. Many of us do consulting for pharmaceutical companies. We lead clinical trials, data safety monitoring boards, clinical review committees. There's an intermeshing between academia and pharmaceutical companies. What we're seeing now is a global biopharmaceutical complex where we have massively powerful economic institutions, the World Economic Forum, the Gates Foundation. They formed CEPI, which is the Center for Epidemic Preparedness
Doctor,
and Innovation.
We're going to take a break here, Dr. McCullough. Come right back. Sorry to cut you off. Stay tuned. We're coming right back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Happy welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. You can stay in touch with yours truly always through my website. We post up news from around the globe. We also have a podcast library that I'm going to invite you to tell your friends about that may not be listening, or family members or co-workers. Send the message out to your social media network. about this interview with Dr. Peter McCullough, new book out, The Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalization and Death While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. If you want to find out more about the book itself, hit their website, CourageToFaceCovid.com. CourageToFaceCovid.com, where you can obtain a copy of Dr. McCullough's and John Leake's new book out. Now, Dr. McCullough, your book is packed full of so much important life-saving information people need to learn about that we can only hope to scratch the surface of its content during our time together. So I will attempt to hit as many points of interest that I believe my listeners are going to want to know about. Let's get back into this with a question right out of the gate here. In non-technical terms, Dr. McCullough, can you describe how COVID vaccines are different compared to, let's say, flu shots or influenza shots or childhood vaccines, and why COVID vaccines pose a great health danger to a large segment of the U.S. population?
Sure. The book is told in narrative form. It's the only COVID-19 book that's actually now a narrative written by a best-selling author, John Leake. And I think it'll read so much differently than what other people have tried to attempt to understand about COVID during these critical years. I mentioned that CEPI group. They are a powerful group that published a business plan in 2017. And the business plan says it will use pandemics as business opportunities to produce vaccines to mass vaccinate the world. This is a published business plan, and that's exactly what's being attempted with COVID-19 vaccines. The U.S. has the most dangerous of all the vaccines. We have genetic vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. Never before have we inserted the genetic code for a potentially lethal spike protein that was devised in a biosecurity lab in China into human beings. We literally are giving human beings now the permanent genetic code to get a disease-causing protein in their body.
Wow. That should be scary on its face to our listeners. We're speaking, if you're just tuning into the program, to Dr. Peter McCullough, the book out. You should get a copy of it, The Courage to Face COVID-19, with his co-author, John Leake. Here's a question one of my listeners who is a pharmacist asked me. Why do you believe the package inserts detailing the ingredients and other important information that are supposed to be included about COVID vaccines sent to pharmacists and hospitals were MIA? They didn't arrive. They're blank. They arrived and they were blank. Why is that?
It's because the FDA hasn't approved them. In fact, through a legal action led by attorney Aaron Seary, who wanted to get Pfizer to disclose the information, the lawyer for the FDA did not want to release the Pfizer documents to the public for 55 years. That's the FDA wanted to block critical safety information to the public.
That is so outrageous. Why isn't that being televised in front page newspapers and on cable TV news and other ways, alarming and alerting the public to this information? This information is not common, or at least I don't hear about it.
The biopharmaceutical complex, which is so powerful, is working to block all information to the public through mainstream and social media.
Do you feel that it was medically ethical for the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, National Institutes of Health, FDA, AMA, to deem COVID vaccines to be safe and effective without long-term studies?
No, they did not even have short-term data giving assurances on safety and efficacy. We learned with the Pfizer dossier, there were 1,223 deaths within 90 days of release of Pfizer, people dying quickly after the vaccine. Pfizer had to hire 600 employees just to field all the phone calls. Pfizer and Moderna, as well as Johnson & Johnson, once the news broke that the vaccines could cause immediate death, they should have been removed from the market in early 2021.
Wow. And you know, when people are hearing this perhaps for the first time immediately, they're now trained and sensitive to saying, yeah, fake news. I've heard that before. My doctor says, ignore that noise in the background. It's not true. It's safe and it's effective. Get your vaccine, please, or you're going to be hospitalized or you may die if you get the infection.
The FDA says the vaccines cause blood clots, and the FDA say the vaccines cause heart damage. So even the FDA agrees with that. So now everyone listening knows somebody who's either died after the vaccine, had blood clots, had heart damage, or other immune system or blood system disorders. Now it's not a secret. Everyone knows.
Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning into the program, our special guest, Dr. Peter McCullough, we're talking about the book The Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalization and Death While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex, with his co-author John Leak. Now, I took a look at the openvars.com, openvars.com, where they track the amount of deaths. They're saying that right now the count is, in terms of injuries and deaths, over 2,151,000 people reported adverse events following COVID vaccines. And to date, according to them, OpenVARS, V-A-E-R-S.com, 28,312 vaccine-reported deaths, and based on Health and Human Services data, this may be the tip of the iceberg, as the vast majority of these injuries and deaths are not reported. What is your take on this horrifying information?
The numbers you just read are the entire system that bears receives push on, so it includes Germany and Japan. Now, okay, if we toggle over, which I'm doing right now, just to the U.S. system, U.S. is just top 13,045 Americans that have died due to the vaccine, 5,393 cases of heart damage, 14,141 Americans permanently disabled. Most of this occurs within a couple of days of receiving the vaccine. There's a paper from Columbia University, Pentazakos and Seligman, they estimate, using U.S. Census data and Vaccine Administration data, as many as 187,000 Americans have died due to the vaccine through December of 2021.
Oh, that's frightening, and I think a lot of people right now are hearing this for the first time, and or those people who are hearing it and knew something was wrong, it's being confirmed in their minds as to the risks and dangers associated with these vaccines. It is my understanding that it is a terrible idea to start a mass vaccination program on every man, woman, and child in the middle of a pandemic due to the concerns that you have talked about on television and radio. I've heard the interviews about antibody-dependent enhancement. Can you please explain that, sir?
Right. It's a blunder to try to vaccinate against any illness right in the middle of a huge wave of patients who have it, because what will happen is it's like giving a narrow-spectrum antibiotic to everybody in the hospital. We're going to get resistant organisms, and in fact, the virus did mutate to become more resistant, and the great fear now is that it'll mutate and become more deadly.
So are you saying then that the mass vaccination program, instead of stratifying the giving of vaccines to the people who are at a greater risk, the aged, people who have compromised in their immune system, people maybe who are have some other comorbidity, that it was a mistake to do the mass vaccination, and that is the reason why we have so many of these variations or these variants today prolonging this actual pandemic? I'm going to ask you to give me your answer to that when we come back to Dr. McCullough from this break. Our guest, Dr. Peter McCullough, co-author of the book The Courage to Face COVID-19, with his acclaimed author, co-author John Leak. We'll have more on this right after this. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Fear dominates modern medicine today, yet the definition of the word physician translates to mean healer. Dr. Nathan Goodyear is a physician and director of Brio Medical, and his job as a doctor is to build trust, promote hope, and maximize the potential to help his patients heal. The human body is designed to heal itself and will do so when in proper balance, including a disease as serious as cancer. For example, using vitamin C as an integrative therapy with the knowledge of dosing, duration, and frequency is considered an evidence-based cancer-killing therapy, including cancer stem cells. Brio Medical is an alternative cancer treatment center and immune recovery facility offering advanced, research-based, integrative medical treatments focused on all types of cancer, Lyme disease, and chronic illness. Call Brio Medical, 844-411-BRIO, 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 or visit their website, briomedical.com. That's briomedical.com.
You overpromise to the American public what you could achieve in your first year in office?
Look, I didn't overpromise, and what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus. I'm going to shut down the virus.
If I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America is we're going to cure cancer.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Promises, ladies and gentlemen, have occurred, and they're hoping that you forget about all of them. Sadly, we're here with our special guest, Dr. Peter McCullough, who is the co-author, along with acclaimed author John Leake. The book is entitled The Courage to Face COVID-19. It is a must-have for your health library, in my opinion. Preventing hospitalization and death while battling the bio.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. I have to apologize. We had a little technical snafu in the first half-hour segment of the show. But not to worry, if you were on the edge of your seat listening to a previous interview that we did recently, actually, with Dr. Peter McCullough, who is a internist, medical doctor, cardiologist, epidemiologist, and his assertion that this entire pandemic effort with vaccinations needs to stop immediately for numbers of reasons, which we covered in previous shows. And if you're looking for or wanting to hear the rest of that interview, it is available in the podcast library on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. And also, we may, depending on time, We may next week play the entirety of that program once again. And it may, and the reason for it is it's so vitally important to get that information out, because so many people have been duped by the CDC, the FDA, the AMA over the whole mechanism of the COVID-19 warp speed situation and the vaccines that followed. So it is there in the library should you choose to listen to it in its entirety. Now, let's get on with today's information so that we can move forward here, June 12th. And that is, the FDA is finally requiring a disclosure of the suicide risk for the anti-baldness drug, a very, very popular anti-baldness drug. The drug I'm going to tell you about was approved by the FDA in 1997. So it only took 25 years, 2.5 decades, for this advice about a side effect called suicide ideation or suicidality, wherein you take these tablets that the FDA okayed back in 1997 because you want to grow hair, because you're starting to lose your hair, female or male, mostly males. And they're starting to see their hair thinning out. The hairline is moving back. The forehead is getting larger. They're panicking. They're thinking toupee, micrografting, and they're going, oh, gosh, there's a pill I can take to grow my hair back, to get that beautiful mane back again, that full head of hair back, be that stud that I was at one time. I'm down for that. Well, here you have a drug that has been consumed by who knows how many countless males, and how many, as a result of taking this tablet, have put a 357 to their temple and pulled the trigger, or hung themselves, or killed themselves in some other way because they created suicide from taking the drug. That it is suspected as being one of the side effects that the FDA has been slow to report on. U.S. regulators. This is out of Reuters News, by the way. This is not fake news. U.S. health regulators rejected a request to remove popular anti-baldness pill, Propecia. Write that down. You may have some friends or some loved ones or co-workers who are taking this drug, Propecia, to try to grow their hair back. And they don't even realize this drug, also called finasteride, the generic versions of it as well, which I'm not going to recite the names of it. This is on the market. It's been on the market for 25 years. And soon after it went on the market and men started and women started taking it, mostly men, for hair loss or thinning hair, the suicide rates and the suicide reports started to come in. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has previously approved a revised Propecia label that mentioned the risks of persistent sexual dysfunction. Here's another thing that this drug Propecia, which never should have seen the light of day, in my opinion, because it's a highly dangerous drug. But, of course, when drug companies spoon-feed the FDA, their data, their studies. The FDA, it's kind of like, it reminds me of the wolf guarding the hen house. You know, the FDA, the wholly owned subsidiary of the pharmaceutical companies. It's incredible. When this drug first came out, I knew it was going to be problematic. Just didn't know how much. And sure enough, in my own practice, men were reporting to me that having taken Propecia, and since that time, they now had another side effect, and that is sexual dysfunction.
erectile dysfunction. They wanted to know what to do. Doc, I want to keep my hair growing in up there on top, but man, I can't perform in the workshop anymore, vis-a-vis the bedroom. What am I going to do? And I said, well, you need to be thinking about going back to the doctor who prescribed the Propecia, the finasteride, and asking them how you need to get off of it if you really want your sex life back, because that drug, swallowing it every day, is taking you out of the game. And so it was a decision that many men had to make right there, hair on their head or, a better functioning tool. I don't know. It was just that clear to me. So many men. We didn't know at the time when this first came into the marketplace where men started to take it that there was going to be such a problem with suicidality and suicide ideation, thinking about killing oneself. And now we have a patent advocacy group, the Post Finasteride Syndrome Foundation, who's become involved, petitioning the FDA to stop selling the drug or require a stronger warning on it, citing several scientific studies. We'll talk a little bit more about this, because there's a lot of people taking this anti-baldness drug, and they don't know what they're up to and what they're in for. We'll finish right after this break. Stay tuned. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals heart drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest, you can beat the world, you can beat the war, you can beat
Dr. God go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock.
Yeah.
You can move a mountain, you can break rocks.
You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
You're tuned in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm thanking you for tuning in and telling other people to do the very same thing. Let me say one last time, if you were anticipating hearing the second part of the interview that I did back on May 29th, hour number two with Dr. Peter McCullough, with respect to the COVID-19 bedacle that we find ourselves in, and we hear more and more about the disaster that it has been from the very beginning as it relates to the handling of it coming out of the CDC, FDA, NIH, etc., etc. The second half of that interview, if you want to hear it, it is available. Well, the whole interview is actually available on my website in the podcast library, which is the recordings of this show, past shows. You would go there by logging on to drbob.com. Drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. I think the last button from the top of the page is you just click on that. You go right over to the podcast library. Look for May 29th, hour number two. And voila, there it is. All right, back to this information about current information related to a anti-baldness drug that has been in the marketplace for a long time, 25 years. 25 years. The FDA okayed this drug in 1997. And here we're now finally, we get disclosure about the suicide risks. Of course, the FDA is disagreeing with it. I mean, it's one of those things, never admit you made a mistake. That's the playbook out of the FDA. Well, you know, it's just causal. It's not 100%. Well, in response this week for this advocacy group called Post Finasteride Syndrome Foundation. These are the people who are driving this petition, trying to save other men from committing suicide by taking the drug Propecia, otherwise known as finasteride, to try to grow their hair back. Men, women take this drug as well, but the vast majority of people who swallow these toxic pills, these tablets of Propecia, are men. Men that want to look like they looked in their 20s or teens, late teens, when they had a full head of hair. And now they're noticing that the hairline is going away. They're thinning out. They're balding. They want to get that back. They want to be sexy again. I get it. I'm follicularly challenged myself. But I'd never, ever take a drug like this, that's for sure. But in the response this week to this petition by this group that's trying to save more men by keeping them from killing themselves or men from having erectile dysfunction, the FDA group petition does not provide reasonable evidence. That's what the FDA has said. There's not enough reasonable evidence. It's a casual link. All these men taking Propecia and killing themselves and having persistent sexual problems and depression and thinking about suicide 24/7. However, based on patient reports, the FDA said it is requiring the additional suicide ideation and behavior to be to the adverse reactions list of Propecia's label. In other words, they won't ever agree they made a mistake, but they're going to go ahead, just for the heck of it, add the potential adverse side effect of committing suicide onto the label of this drug that was allowed to go into the marketplace back in 1997. In early 2009, Merck, the company that puts this drug out, knew of more than 200 reports of depression, including suicidal thoughts in men taking Propecia, according to an internal risk management assessment from that year, which was contained in court documents that this advocacy group, this post-finasteride, remember, finasteride is the other name for Propecia, this foundation that's trying to protect further death and maiming of men with this drug. Now, in 2011, 2 years after Merck Risk's analysis, FDA analysts disagreed about adding a warning to suicide, but the regulators ultimately agreed with Merck that the number of suicides was lower than would expect in a group of patients. So they've visited this situation before. Over 10 years ago, they visited this, and they quashed it at that time. And finally, this risk is going to go on that label. But I wonder, here's something that I wonder. How many men are going to read the label, number one, that are thinking, hey, I can get my hair back by taking this tablet. I can be, you know, have that full head of hair again. How many men are going to actually read that? And if they see the risk of suicide, they're going to, the heck with that, I don't care. I want my hair back. I'm not going to create suicide. I'm not suicidal. It ain't going to happen. And then they become hopelessly impotent on this drug over time. All right. Enough said about that. We'll come right back. Stay with us. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
I'd catch a grenade.
This segment of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I want you to stick around because next hour we're going to get into a new syndrome called Sudden Adult Death Syndrome, or SADS, a new name for people who get caught up in the experimental COVID vaccine and end up losing their lives as a result of that. This you do not want to miss out on. That's coming up next hour on this radio show. Also, later in the program, we're going to be talking about a study that suggests compounds in a jungle berry can boost your eye health. If you need to have a visual improvement, vision improvement, you want to protect your vision, your precious vision, stick around because we're going to talk about this report talking and discussing jungle berries and how consuming them can bolster your resistance to eye diseases that take people out, that actually ruin their eye and their vision health. We'll get to that next hour and a whole lot more. Stick around. All right, now, before time gets away from us, let's ask you this question. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis of cancer itself? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and of all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer cycle of resistance and invasion, of effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Located in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona, Brio Medical, that's B-R-I-O Medical, has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of and all stages of cancer, Lyme disease, and other chronic illnesses. Don't wait. Call Brio Medical now. Find out what they do. Find out how they can help you too. 844-411-BRIO. That's B-R-I-O. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. Or visit their website, briomedical.com. B-R-I-O-medical.com. Cancer cells can be starved to death. Drug-free. No chemo poison. No radiation burning, no surgical intervention. Call Brio Medical for more information, 844-411-BRIO, or visit their website at briomedical.com. All right, stick around. We have got so much information ahead of us to share with you. If you can't get the next hour of the show, go over to drbob.com, live streaming audio there. We're coming right back.
Fear dominates modern medicine today, yet the definition of the word physician translates to mean healer. Dr. Nathan Goodyear is a physician and director of Brio Medical, and his job as a doctor is to build trust, promote hope, and maximize the potential to help his patients heal. The human body is designed to heal itself and will do so when in proper balance, including a disease as serious as cancer. For example, using vitamin C as an integrative therapy with the knowledge of dosing, duration, and frequency is considered an evidence-based cancer-killing therapy, including cancer stem cells. Brio Medical is an alternative cancer treatment center and immune recovery facility offering advanced, research-based, integrative medical treatments focused on all types of cancer, Lyme disease, and chronic illness. Call Brio Medical, 844-411-BRIO, 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 or visit their website, briomedical.com. That's briomedical.com.